Welcome to another worldwide Godcast of Universal Utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Kurz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we turn to the book of Psalms this morning. We're in Psalm 67, and that's verses 1 through 8. For the leader with stringed instruments, a psalm, a song. May God be gracious to us and bless us. May his face shine upon us. So shall your way be known upon the earth, your victory among all the nations. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. May the nations be glad and rejoice, for you judge the peoples with fairness. You guide the nations upon the earth. May the peoples praise you, God. May all the peoples praise you. The earth has yielded its harvest. God, our God, blesses us. May God bless us still, that the ends of the earth may revere him. Psalm 67 is a beautiful liturgical hymn that calls for God's blessing upon humanity, reflecting the deep yearning for divine favor and grace. The psalm opens with a heartfelt plea, "May God be gracious to us and bless us." This simple request encapsulates the essence of our human experience, the constant need for God's love, mercy, and guidance. The psalmist recognizes that God's blessings are not merely for individual well-being, but for the entire world, as they seek to illuminate all nations with his truth. At the core of this divine blessing is the incredible gift of salvation, fulfilled through Jesus Christ. His sacrificial death on the cross exemplifies the ultimate act of love and redemption. Through his blood, we find the assurance that our sins are forgiven and the reconciliation with our Creator is possible. This act of divine grace offers a profound truth that no one is beyond the reach of God's love. Each person, regardless of their past, can embrace the hope that salvation brings. Psalm 67 reminds us that as we experience God's blessings, we are called to spread the joy of light to others. Let the nations be glad and sing for joy, the psalmist encouraged. In sharing the message of redemption, we become instruments of peace, passion, and purpose in a world longing for harmony. Jesus, who embodies these elements, ignites our souls with a profound sense of mission. As we walk in faith, united with our Maker, we find true fulfillment in loving others as He has loved us. Through our lives, may we ever reflect the love, faith, and hope that comes from knowing the salvation and grace of Jesus Christ. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. We continue to pray for Holy Mother Church as we lift up our Pope, who continues to guide our ways, and we continue to lift up our niece Brittany as we continue to pray all of this in the name of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Kurz Wiggins, Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Psalm 67. It's all 8 verses. We've got a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's titled, May the Peoples Praise You, God. In the light of grace we humbly call, May your mercy, O God, upon us fall. Let skies resound with hearts that sing. Across the earth let praises ring. From every land let joy arise, as dawn breaks forth with hopeful skies. In your kindness, Lord, we find our way. Guide us, Lord, both night and day. For in Christ's love our souls are freed. his sacrifice, our abundant need. On this cross, he bore our strife, bringing peace to all and eternal life. Let nations gather, hear the call, to share his grace and love with all, for in our unity we find our song. In the heart of God we all belong. So bless us, Lord, with holy light, that we may shine in darkest night. With faith, with hope, let our spirits rise, to honor you, O God, without disguise. Amen. I'm Thomas Shokers Wiggins. It's May 25th, 2025, and we're recording this morning with the angels at 4:17 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we continue to lift up our friends, our foes, and our true neighbors in Christ, we pray for all of those around us, pray for our families and our friends, those that we miss so much, our grandchildren that we've been separated from, our children that we've been separated from. We continue to pray for their souls. And as we lift each and every one of them up, as we close today at 7:11 in the honor of Johnny Cruz. Johnny Cruz, my brother-in-law, uses the name Jesus often and three times. As I pray for my good friend John Thorpe. John, we're praying for you, and we continue to lift you up in Jesus' sweet name. Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.